From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Chris Faulkner, reading The Blossom and the Nettle by Diane Noble. Now let's begin with The Blossom and the Nettle. Prologue, Rancho de la Paloma, 1864. Bad things happened when the wind blew hard. Like the day that Jamie left Emma and her mama back in Kentucky, the wind kicked up something fierce that night. It rattled the shutters of their little house by the river. It sounded alive. It did, the way it moaned and whistled and broke the apple tree branches, made them fall to the ground with a crack that caused Emma to jump. Her mama had cried for Jamie after she thought Emma was asleep. Her sorrow had frightened Emma more than the wind. But Jamie had come back. He'd come back and he'd married them, and now he was her new papa. That had been last year, when Emma was little. Now she was almost four and grown up. At least she would be soon. That was what Jamie told her. Then he laughed and said no matter how old she got to be, she'd always be his little girl. Forever, he said. And forever was a long time. Her new papa had told her so. She liked how his laugh sounded, rumbling inside him, and the way he and her mama looked at each other with gladness on their faces. Sometimes he tossed little Emma into the air and then caught her and held her fast near his heart. She liked the scratchy cloth of his shirt against her cheek, and the way his heart bumped underneath it. And there she felt safe. With his big arms wrapped round her, she knew nothing bad could ever happen. Except when the wind blew hard. Just like now, it was blowing as hard as she'd ever heard. They were sitting in a chapel, her mama and papa and...